Obod with hot cross buns. Alone before alarm clocks, she cradles them from the freezer in the shine of sugar glaze frost. She hums with a microwave and toaster, rolls shoulders, washes a peanut butter stain from a knife the dishwasher couldn't clean. Unasked, she doesn't think to pray. Half a bun is gone before she makes time, not for a holy act, but an attentive one, attuned to the soft chew of raisins on molars, the incense scent of cinnamon and clove, the hushed orange. Gratitude for her mother and the 40-minute drive to the one bakery in town that makes them right, the sing-song smile and gift in the freezer. Gratitude for the worker at industrial bowl and mixer, measuring and pouring flour and yeast, nutmeg and peel. Gratitude for the recipe, and the grandmother who first made it, who wooden-spooned sultanas like sun into dough, and kneaded its thickening even when her fingers crisped and creaked. Gratitude for the burnt edges from too long in the toaster, which flake away between fingertips and dissolve in the mouth as medicine or wafer. Gratitude for the indulgent butter, which smudges her top lip as she eats, which she tastes afterwards with the tip of her tongue.